People either love or hate Valentine's Day, and it's not all based off of if you're in a relationship or not. Some believe it's a commercialized holiday that focuses on the giving of material possessions instead of focusing on the deeper meaning behind the celebration. Love. Love is a lot like selling, or more accurately, romantic relationships are a lot like selling. From the very first encounter until you say I do, they are parallel in approach and progression. Let me explain. At the beginning of any relationship, there is a courting period. The getting to know you phase is crucial for making a great first impression, gaining information on the other person, engaging if there is a significant compatibility. The first date is primarily to figure out if there should be a second date. The same is true with selling. The first call is all about the first impressions and seeing if there is any future for you and your prospect. In either scenario, if the first encounter goes well, you typically set up a meeting or agree to a second date. After that, you may fall under the dating category. While in a romantic situation, you're focused on still trying to learn as much as you can about the other person. You continue to build on the relationship by scheduling more dates and staying in touch with them via calling, emailing, or even texting. As you become more and more comfortable with the person, you tend to loosen up, show your sense of humor a little more, and generally fall into a growth pattern. During each date, you look to take the relationship one step further and still try to uncover if this is a long-term fit. Once again, this is the same with selling. Usually there is a development curve that every new business relationship goes through. You set follow-up meetings to go over deliverable specifics, pricing, and etc. After you get more comfortable with a prospect, maybe even your emails are a little less formal. Maybe you throw in a joke every once in a while or talk about the latest and greatest sporting event. Your ultimate goal is still to uncover, do you qualify to do business with me? And do I qualify to do business with you? Assuming all goes well and both parties are on board with taking the relationship to the next step, you become exclusive. And this is where true growth occurs. Couples go through periods of happiness, sadness, anger, which usually results in a stronger bond. There is a certain understanding when in an exclusive relationship that it is not the type of thing you just throw away when times get hard. You work together to make it through. You work to make each other happy on a daily basis. And I'm sure you can guess what I'm about to say. Yep, this happens in selling too. At this point, you are no longer selling to a prospect, but a customer. You are exclusive with one another, so there is a certain level of trust and understanding. When you encounter differences of opinions and roadblocks, you work hard to uncover the problem and fix it. That's what you do in a good working relationship. And just because they are a customer now doesn't mean you stop trying to do whatever you can to make it a happy situation. You may even wine and dine a customer every once in a while to show them that you care. Obviously, this happens in dating and significant relations, which brings us back to the topic at hand, selling on Valentine's Day. So this is my lesson to you. Treat every prospect like they are someone you are trying to date. And no, I don't mean that literally. What I mean is take it slow, learn as much as you can, and don't be afraid of the possibility that it might not work out long term. Don't try to fall in love too quickly. Don't force a relationship that isn't there. At the end of the day, you want to look at your prospect and know there's a true, genuine connection and that both parties are happy. It won't work out otherwise. So go out and kiss a few frogs. Go on a couple dates and see who is the right fit for you and your business. Now, for those of you that have already found love, congratulations to you. Go take your customer out on a date and show them some love this Valentine's Day.